On this day after Thanksgiving, we bring you a Morning Edition holiday tradition, our chat with classical music commentator Miles Hoffman. In the past, we've talked about musical plucking and drumsticks, about leftovers. We've even talked about musical turkeys, those foul pieces that great composers sometimes foist on their audiences. The topic this year, second helpings. Miles, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Renee. It's always a pleasure.
So what exactly is a musical second helping?
Well, I thought if we're going to talk about musical second helpings, we should talk about encores, Renee. I think that would be the perfect musical second helping.
Encores, as in a second helping of what was just so delicious and wonderful.
Nicely put. That's right. What was so musically delicious. The tradition goes way, way back to Italian opera. And probably the late 1600s, certainly by the early 1700s, what they would do is they would repeat what they had just sung, and everybody would clap and go wild, and so they would sing it again, even if they had just died. They would get up and they would sing their aria again.
Died, of course, fictionally. Why don't you give us an encore?
We'll listen to a great, famous aria from a 19th century opera, La Traviata by Giuseppe Verdi. We'll listen to Sempre Libera. We'll listen to Anna Maffo sing it. And chances are in the 19th century, an aria like this would have gotten an encore. So you can understand, Renee, an audience hears this and it may not make sense dramatically, but it's so fabulous, they just want to hear it again.
So Miles, it's like, whoa, I'm so thrilled, I'm chilled. Could you sing that again?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really how it worked.
Except I didn't hear you shout bravo or brava or anything, Renee. I'm a little disappointed. And you know, interestingly enough, it wasn't just in opera that arias were repeated or that sections were repeated. This was done in regular concerts too, orchestral concerts too. So, for example, at the premiere in 1813 of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, the second movement, the Allegretto, was received with such delight that they just played it again.
This tradition of the encore in the middle of the music obviously will be a surprise to many listeners. I mean, it's a tradition that sounds like it's very old, but did it continue into the 20th century?
Oh, well, not really, Renee. It was very much frowned upon. People got very serious about dramatic continuity and realism. And again, if somebody sings an aria, dies, and then rises from the dead and sings it again, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And even in regular concerts, it didn't happen very much. Although, there was a surprise in 1994 at the Metropolitan Opera. Luciano Pavarotti surprised everybody by repeating, this was in the opera Tosca, he sang the famous tenor aria, E luce van le stelle, and he repeated it. And I think everybody was shocked. It was quite an event.
These second helpings of the same piece or the same musical moment, how did they migrate to the end of the musical performance? I mean, become more like desserts.
I like that. Second helpings migrating to desserts. I think that's largely a 19th century phenomenon, Renee, and it's something that happened when People started playing more solo concerts when artists became heroes in the 19th century, and virtuosos were the big thing. People like Paganini and Liszt, they would play solo recitals. And then after the great performance, the audiences would want to hear more, and so there would be dessert. The artist would add something. They would play sometimes a flashy, a pêche flambé kind of dessert, you know, and sometimes a sweet dessert, a light fluffy dessert, or more than one. Here's a good example of a violin piece that violinists have, since the 19th century, been adding to programs. It's called La Ronde des Lutins, or The Round of the Goblins. And it's by a man named Antonio Bazzini, who was a great violinist. He was a protege of Paganini, the greatest violinist. And this is a piece calculated to demonstrate the virtuosity of the soloist. That's violinist Alexis Galperine, a French violinist, with the pianist Gérard Falour.
But, Miles, if the audience continues to clap and clap, does the soloist continue to play encores?
Yeah, and actually that's what's interesting, because you get a kind of set of contrast. It's like designing a good meal or a good set of desserts, and it depends on the stamina of the performer, and some people are more generous with encores just in general. Vladimir Horowitz was pretty well known for that. As a matter of fact, at his famous return concert, he hadn't played in public for 12 years, and he came back and he played a famous recital at Carnegie Hall, and he played, I think it was 4 encores.
Miles, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee. It's always a pleasure.
Miles Hoffman is the violist with the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion. And if you would like an encore of this very conversation, you can go to the web and you can hear it again. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.